Well, after a little bit of extra time off, back for our regular chat with Woodstock Mayor Pat Sobeski. Pat, welcome again for another week.
Well, welcome. Good to see you again.
Another council meeting this Thursday. A lot of zoning amendments and things that we'll get to. But to start off, an important announcement. The city has made a decision on its new hire to head the art gallery.
Yes, we have a new director, curator for the art gallery, Mary Reed. Mary comes to us from Winnipeg. She's originally from the Barrie area. After her education, she started in Barrie where they had a house and converted it, moved to a new gallery. So she certainly knows what maybe Woodstock's gone through. But she certainly indicated an interest, wanted to come back to Ontario, and certainly was a great candidate, well known within the industry for her ability to write grants. That's kind of the reputation she has. And so she'll be able to come in and pick up where Sheila Perry has left off. They both know each other. So she was quite comfortable in what Sheila's done setting it up. And so we're looking forward to welcoming Mary just to continue the programs that have been put in place.
Sheila Perry helped direct a lot of funding back towards the art gallery. A lot of people were wondering, not so much of why she was leaving, but certainly she explained that it was family reasons. But with the work that she had been able to do and is still ongoing with the amount of funds that the art gallery has to use, how are they going to be used and what promises can we make with that?
Well, right now we're doing major fundraising because part of the commitment by the art gallery and the curator was that they would raise significant amount of the money to pay for the construction. So Sheila's put together a program. It's kind of unique program. She started on it, but then Mary will pick up the program too. So basically the initial fundraising will go towards that expansion of the third floor at the art gallery.
And as far as just what Sheila's left behind in her legacy, is it something easy enough where the new hire can simply be dropped into that position and be able to function with some amount of ease, I guess?
Well, yes. And I think Sheila Perry has a reputation in the industry of being a fixer. And so she made adjustments here that she thought were necessary. And when Mary came by for the interview, she explained to Mary what she was doing. So Sheila has a great reputation, and so Mary knows that she's not walking into a can of worms here, that indeed probably the things that Sheila has put in place were necessary.
And I guess finally, it happened quickly, but we knew that Sheila Perry would be leaving in June, but this position filling just into the beginning of May, really, or the second week of May, really proved how much of an item this was to deal with quickly.
Yes, and I think the city, we were pleasantly surprised by the number of applications that we received. We advertised in the industry, and there was three or four good candidates. But again, part of it is it's a small community, the arts community, and the fact that Sheila Perry was here, I think, made people, she's leaving for personal reasons, and she has a reputation of laying a good foundation. So I think because of that, we saw a number of really good applications.
And I guess finally, a couple of zoning amendments on the agenda. There's a lot more than what we'll describe here, but a number of them residential in design, but a couple commercial opportunities too. And one has to deal with the former Zellers property on Dundas.
Yes, at planning last night, and we'll come before council on Thursday evening, the owners came forward basically to add some zoning to the property, and basically the zoning is to add a fitness center. And so the proposal indicates that they'd like to put in a 25,000 square feet of the building to be used for a fitness center. And then there was also talk of a 10,000 square foot and a 15,000 square foot retail, and that would still even still some of the building yet to be occupied. So they came forward, and because right now the zoning on that the former Zellers Plaza doesn't permit a fitness center, and so that will be added to the list of permitted uses.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't think that you would need rezoning for that because you'd think a business located within a business space is still a business, but there are different categories.
Yeah, and again, because of the size of the fitness center and everything else, it sort of works there. But yeah, it's one of those things in the zoning where it lists, you know, 53 different types of businesses and go there. But if yours isn't there, we have to add a 54th. So.
And also opportunities on Devonshire, finally, east of Lansdowne, and some subdivision developments going on there. And residents know what can go there, but I guess some commercial ideas finally.
Well, yes, the Lunar Group has the property. It borders on Nellis in the south and Devonshire on the north. So along the north side of their property on Devonshire, that would be west of the New Catholic Church, they're proposing to put in a 63,000 square foot shopping center. So that came before council. Now, when they started their plan of subdivision back in 2005, 2006, that was always the plan, that as they built in the housing and everything else, there would be a need to provide additional retail. And so they've now come forward to amend the official plan to support that size of a neighborhood shopping center. So they're seeking the approval. How quickly they will build will, I guess, then depend on how quickly they get tenants and everything else. But it was always their plan to put a shopping center on that part of Devonshire.
Woodstock City Council returns this Thursday for its regular meeting time at 7 o'clock. Mayor Pat Sobeski for another week. Thank you.